express yourself. Okay, hello, good morning everyone. Welcome to another edition of Talk Line for the YK Delta and beyond. This is Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Etchett. Good morning.
Yes, we've both in different ways been away, but now we're back and we're ready to go and to take your calls and your emails, and we'll give you that information, and we'll get started on what used to be a normal day.
Yeah.
Minus 25.
Yes.
Colder with a wind chill. Mm-hmm. So enjoy your normal winter day.
The numbers you can call today are 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985 and 543-2756, 800-995-8954. Or email at radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, so now, Peter, last week I made a mistake on air, so I need to correct it now, and that is the store that's going to sell marijuana is not going to be located in Stan's barbershop or his old barbershop. He is there as he's always been. Mm-hmm. The shop is next door. It's between the dental and the and Stan's.
Yeah.
That's where the store is going to be. I guess this week they got their first, provisional approval from the planning board to do that. Anyway, so that was a big conversation last week, but I made a mistake. And, Stan is still there, still cutting hair. Make your appointment today.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't here last Friday. I was out in Chivac.
So. Oh, Chivac.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So it's good you're back. And now next week I may not be online because I'm going to Nome.
Wow.
Next week for a project I work on in addition to my job. Sounds, it's part of my job.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
Something different.
I work with a big grant that with a colleague at the University of Massachusetts, and we're actually creating ways for communities to talk together about suicide and how to protect, how to be more protective as a community toward youth. What kind of things help youth stay safe? So I'll be in Nome talking to some community people about that, and I'll also be talking about that in the YK Delta at some point. So
all right, sounds good. But
So I may not be online. But you will be here. And you know who was online last week to help me out in place of you was Plucky Hoffman.
Oh, wow.
Delightful.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah, she was really good. So that may be your co-host. She was your co-host once, wasn't she?
Plucky? I'm trying to
Young
think.
Woman?
Yeah.
Just in her 20s, early 20s.
Well, we had two or three of them,
Oh, yeah? Okay. So.
Yeah. But, you know, meantime here in Bethel and surrounding, we have dangerous weather happening upon us. You know, where this morning when I woke up, I looked at my phone. My phone was telling me that it was minus 25 degrees.
Yeah.
And then there was some wind out there, so I don't know what the wind chill was, you know, but it was extremely cold. And the forecasters are predicting that it will remain cold for the remainder of the day and might be the coldest we've seen probably this evening.
Yeah, I think it could go to minus 50. I think there's a winter advisory. Let me. I have the weather thing.
Yeah, let me do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, so.
But we have the slow internet. Oh. Okay,
but it looks clear outside.
Yeah.
Clear
and cold. It's so cold, it's that that crispy sound.
Oh, yeah.
That crunch, that squeaky sound on the snow when you walk on it.
Yeah.
So there's a wind chill advisory, will be in effect until noon Saturday. Dangerously cold wind chills occurring. Wind chills continue to range from 40 below to 55 below zero. This will be in the Kuskokwim Delta. Again, until Saturday at noon. Wind chills could approach 60 below zero overnight Friday into Saturday. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 5 minutes. It will be sunny today. Well, it will be sunny. Not that the sun will be doing anything useful, but it's going to be bright and clear. Yeah. So it should get warmer by Sunday, but for now, for Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta, for the lower Kuskokwim Valley, highs will be 20 to 25 below, and again, in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, it'll be clear in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a chance of snow after midnight. Lows 30 below to 35 below. So it's a little bit warmer, I guess.
Yeah, but
yeah,
still cold, dangerously cold.
Yeah, that's really something.
And then travel is questionable, I understand. You know, I've seen a thing on Facebook that Search and Rescue was advising people not to use that that cleared off trail above Bethel because of overflow with the tide coming in. Tide coming in, there's water going on top of the ice and under the snow.
Yeah.
And that makes it, you know, very difficult traveling for trucks even. So if you got to be traveling, you need to be prepared and extremely careful. I think, you know, I would advise, you know, maybe no travel. A lot of unknown areas, and then with the overflow coming on top of the ice out there, that makes it, you know, people can get stuck in that, and who, you know, it might be a while before you can get some help, if any. So
you're right. So that's good. Because the hard thing is, if you get stuck, then other people have to go out in it to try to help you out, which we have really excellent search and rescue people.
Yeah, so. So
all right, our lines are open. Did we give out the numbers?
Yes.
So lines are open. Go ahead and call up with anything you have on your mind. We have John calling in, John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, did I make the first call?
Yeah,
no,
you made it.
You are
the
first
smoke
call.
Smoking our lid, I said, oh, somebody called ahead of me.
No. It's you.
I think some people wait for you, John.
Yes.
Oh, boy, that's a good one. How are you doing, Peter and Dan?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
You staying warm?
No, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, I've learned.
I'm lucky there's no wind out there.
I know.
You know, you get a wind chill.
I know.
Speaking of, when you're out there snow machining, I suggest you have cover on your face and your neck in areas where they might be exposed to the wind and the cold. You know, you can get a frostbite really easy. I almost did this by walking.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, it's really dangerously cold if you're going along a destination. Make sure you're just warm.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have somebody else that go in the same direction or coming with you. You know, you never know what might happen.
Yeah.
So cold weather out there, unexpectedly, you know.
Right.
And be prepared.
Yep, that's right.
And so anyway, you guys having a good day today?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Oh, good. I heard I called up and I was hardly hearing any call. I think I better call up and boy, good, I made the first call.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody stay warm and we're starting to be in daylight now.
I know.
We're going to be warming up again in the 30s, what is it, by Sunday?
By Sunday and Monday, it's going to be like
30.
We're going
to have a little reprieve and spoil us a little bit again.
Breaking out in a sweat. Mm. Well,
I can hardly hear you, Diane.
Oh, really? Oh, how about now? Can you hear me now?
No, you're still distant.
Oh, we'll see what Gabby can do there.
Phone's not working good. Anyway, I'm ready to let you guys go. You guys have an enjoyable day.
Thank you.
Please don't drink and drive. Watch your kids in the morning. The roads are slippery. You know, don't be going too fast. You lose control or something like that.
Yeah.
And be safe and have a good New Year coming up on the Russian Slavic New Year.
Is that?
On the Monday.
Monday?
Yeah, on the 14th.
Oh. Okay.
And they're still having Russian Christmas, Alan. I wish everyone there who's celebrating. And be safe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. You have a good one there.
Okay.
You and everybody else.
Hey, thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. I think that maybe I sound a little bit louder now.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. I turned my thing on differently.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. All yesterday right. We had problems with our 800 line, you know, on the Kitfahtako Yupik.
What happened?
I think it was GCI thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, you know, but people were reporting that we were having problems with our 800 line, and a lot of them couldn't get through. But, you know, the regular line, the landline was working, which are 543-5985 and 543-2756.
Yeah. And you can also email us. We'll read your email over the air. And, yeah, so it's...
And you can be anonymous, if you
like. And you can be anonymous, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Oh, now, so we got a letter. And you can also write the radio station, as someone did for Friday Talk Show. And that's Box 468.
Mm-hmm.
468, and you can send a letter to us. So I'm going to read this letter, see if I can get the handwriting, read this okay. It's an anonymous letter to Peter and Diane. Good morning. My number one, well, okay, they're writing about corruption is everywhere nowadays, White House to villages in Alaska. You can commit murder if you have money. Condoning murder, Trump. Saudi Arabia condoning the murder that people suspect was ordered by the Saudi Arabian prince. You could be a liar, a crook, as long as you have money to burn. I talked to a board member of our village corporation concerning remuneration of employees, saying it should be a financial annual statement. Stakeholders do not know how much those chosen employees make. Everything is hidden, not transparent. I believe village corporations should be looked into. Maybe it's time to look into these corporations. Another thing, Clean Water Act. I guess sewage lagoon discharge by the city of Bethel is illegal because brown slough flows out to the Kuskokwim, a navigable waterway, which can be deadly to villages below Bethel.
Mm.
Okay, so they touched on a couple of things.
Yeah.
Now, I thought, with your tribal corporations, are you able to know how much money people make, or is that what is it? Tribal corporation, or maybe he's talking about members of the village corporation.
Village, the village corporation.
Wondering what people, what their pay is or remuneration.
Mm.
But I don't know about that.
Okay.
Okay, so it's kind of a slow day here. I'm peeling my hard-boiled egg, so I'm not focused like I should
people,
be.
Yeah, people. Yeah, for some reason they're not calling in, jumping into a phone call.
Usually, once it gets started, it gets going.
Yeah, once
takes a few minutes.
Yes, but we do have. Let's see, over on our Thunder Drum site. Let me find that.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, down here, Thunder Drums.
Yep.
Yeah. But, I think the people of PD are still asking for help in locating a missing man here.
Oh, yeah. Is his name Aaron Moses?
Yes, that's the one. You know, we haven't heard otherwise, if he's been found or located yet. But we do have a caller from Bethel. John, good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was left up from before. Hi, good morning, John. You're welcome. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, anyway, I just want to say, that comment on that email is true.
Oh.
I always believe that our corporations and even our native corporations there's a lot. I see it. Everybody sees it, but they don't say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
You see all these ads going on and saying that it's local hire and all that. I don't see that. It's just a show, it's just an old time trick. You should say that used to be used for the natives ages ago. You could see the remnants, too, these playgrounds down here. They're not even fully equipped. They're not even done. And you see culverts that are facing the wrong way, and you see stop signs. You know, all these road signs that shouldn't be there are there. And, I'm just worried about our culture. You know, it's just not for us anyway. It seems like if a person goes in with a resume and has a high school diploma and has military experience and had various jobs in his life, and just a misdemeanor will ruin his whole career. You know, I can't even get a job here because of my misdemeanor. And I was even written to that I wasn't even qualified. I don't know what makes me not. I'm a human being, you know. I'm just like the rest of the people. I make mistakes. I do something about my mistakes, you know. And, you know, all this is applied to us, that we have no say-so in this society here. What we are looked as is a bunch of drunks and uneducated people, and we don't know how to take care of ourselves. You know, that's all I need to say.
Oh,
and
okay.
Those things worry me a lot, you know, for our own people. You guys have a nice day, and thank you for KYUK for letting me vent out such things like this. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you for calling, John.
He did express some painful stereotypes.
Yeah.
That do cause a lot of pain to people. So we have another caller, Sonny from Bethel. Good morning, Sonny. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes. Good morning. I'm the man with two hats here.
Okay.
All right.
But only one hat's allowed to speak this morning, so...
Okay, we'll listen
I'll
to that
hang
hat.
Up that other hat and give a good shout-out to some of them elders that are listening out this morning.
Okay.
ONC Senior Services, due to cold weather, we are not going to be serving and delivering food today. So the cold temperatures that are causing... me to stay in the office, I'm calling out to all the elders that I could reach, but I just remembered KYUK services, and I'm giving a call to elders and explaining that due to cold weather, we're not going to deliver.
Okay.
And also in Yupik, for the ones that don't understand English that well.
Go ahead.
Okay. Gryanak Pasni Chugnirluji Tkanratni Mani Mamtrailami, Urutaramuni, Kaya Gokta Hani Hakan Rutnaluji Kumlatsia Nan Hoka, Kinak Saitu Gut Baychignaita Hurun Nomk, the Gom Runik Jikiji as a religious binachtuji.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I'll probably give a call back and once I get my checklist done here. But for the elders, a reminder that we're not going to be serving food today, and since it's too cold out.
Yeah. Okay. Doi?
Bye. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sonny. In fact, that should be a reminder, you know, for... You know, because I think some elders do live alone. So if you have an elder as a relative or somebody that you may be concerned about that is an elder, you might want to check on them today and maybe bring them a bite to eat or something. So, yes. Our lines are open if anyone would like to call this morning. 543-KYUK, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. You can remain anonymous on both your calls and your emails. So we were talking earlier about getting ready for a cold like this, and I have this saying in my head that I'm only as cold as I want to be.
Yeah.
So if I go out and I'm suffering, it's probably because I did not do something.
That's right.
I didn't put another layer on, or I didn't put the right mm-hmm. kind of gear on. And yeah. so I remember when I first lived in Kuithlik, and I walked, it was about a 20-minute walk, not far, to the school, and it was minus 20-something. And I thought, because it was my first winter, I thought, well, it's just 20 minutes. That's mm-hmm. nothing. So I'm just going to go. And I suffered, like, within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I debated, do I go back? What is this? How much do I have to dress? And I mean, by the time I got to the school, it felt like something was, like, slicing down my legs. I mean, the wind chill was so awful. Mm. And that was my lesson. I was like, I didn't walk home either. I had somebody go and get me my jacket, my mm-hmm. other gear, so I could, like, get home. Yeah. So even if I go out to my car, I put my heavy jacket on and my boots just to run out to my car because I'm not suffering. Anyway, we have an anonymous call from Bethel. Good morning, Bethel. Welcome. Good morning, Bethel.
Good morning
anonymous. Welcome to Bethel. Welcome to the talk line. Oh, my
God. Good morning, anonymous.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, yes, we're here. You're loud and clear. Sorry.
I need to ask both of you a question, and I need both of your answers. The first question is, what do you guys think about our city council not meeting the deadline for the transit system.
Hmm.
Oh, for the bus?
Yes.
Well, I think we need to have a city bus, and I think we should not have missed that deadline.
I agree.
Period.
So you both agree that what they did was wrong?
Well, I don't know the story of what happened, but what I know is I think we should have a city bus, and council should do whatever it takes to have a city bus. If that means mm-hmm. making the deadline on some application,
when it came up on the agenda for the meeting, they announced what the next agenda was for, and nobody seconded it. And then so it basically died in their hands.
So is it that did that end the bus line then?
No, they're going to try and file it. They don't know if they can get it or not. It's a $300,000 grant, and the match is only $80,000.
Wow.
So go figure.
They could have done that.
Yeah. I don't understand politics. I probably never will, but, you know, it kind of tells me what our city elected officials think of their own community.
What was their position on that? Why?
I have no idea. You could... Every council meeting is taped. You can get a copy of it from either KYK or city offices.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second question to the both of you, what do you think of Donald Trump shutting the government down, and how do you both feel about it?
Well.
Hmm.
Hmm. You want to go first? Peter doesn't like to do the political stuff, but Diane will answer your question.
You both got an opinion. I know you do.
Well, I don't think we should be shutting down the government.
And Peter?
That's it. I've been told I'm not to give my opinion, so.
Why? It's a public radio. Why can't you answer that question?
I don't know.
Because you're federally funded?
I don't know.
That's not right.
What's your opinion on the wall? Shutting down the government?
Well, all I could say about Donald Duck is he acts like a 5-year-old. He's a dumb blonde. He has no common sense, and the closer they get to this Mueller investigation and close it, the truth will eventually come out. As for him shutting the government down, it's just a way of him acting like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know you guys could answer that question, but of course, politics on radio as usual at KYUK.
Well, you can give your opinion.
I did, but I'm just telling you, why you guys can't give your opinion, because, you know, it's a public-funded radio, not only by the community of Bethel and the YK Delta, but the federal government and the state government.
Well, no, it's more because the show is really for the callers to give their opinions.
Well, that's why I gave mine and asked for yours. There's no reason why you can't. You've had your opinion before. Why can't you have it now?
Well,
you know, to me, that's politics firsthand on radio.
Oh, okay.
Okay, have a good morning.
All right, thank you.
Hey, our next caller we got from Bethel, Renee, one of our favorite callers.
Renee.
Good morning, good Renee.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
So I'm going to talk about a couple of different things. And the first one is we're in the middle of the Best in the West Small Business Competition, mm-hmm. which is open to everybody in the YK Delta. And, you know, this is our 10th year. And
wow.
we have given money out to over 70 businesses that are, most of them are still in business, part-time or full-time. And we've awarded over $250,000. So if you've got an idea and you need some startup money, you know, it's about $2,000 to $5,000 that we generally award, get a hold of me. Let me give you an application. We've got a workshop coming up on January 25th. It starts at 5:30 in the afternoon and will go that evening. And it is required if you plan to submit an application to attend this workshop. So call me, register with me. My number is 543-4538. I'll be happy to answer any of your questions or stop by the Cultural Center and I'll give you a paper application if you'd like that. So this is a really good grassroots, keep the funding and the money right here in our Delta for people who have good business ideas. So
okay.
really happy to be part of that.
Yeah.
The next thing I want to mention.
Oh, let me just ask you, when's that workshop?
Go ahead.
Well, when's the workshop again?
It is January 25th.
Oh, okay.
That's a Friday, and it starts at 5:30, and it goes to about 8 because she's catching the jet out at 8:55, so she'll go straight to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
She's with the Small Business Development Center in Anchorage and is coming out to work with us, Julia Casey. So she's a specialist in entrepreneurial development.
Oh,
wow.
Okay, so that's convenient.
Come and do the workshop, get the application. I'm happy to help you with it. Our next Saturday market is January 19th. I forgot to give out to all of my vendors the schedule for 2019. I have it. I'm sorry I didn't give it to you. But the next one is January 19th and then February 9th.
That's next Saturday.
So put those on your calendar now for Saturday markets.
Mm-hmm.
And last thing I'm going to mention is Emma Hill with Bethel Council on the Arts is going to be doing a concert on February 22nd. She's, she's a sleep mute girl, and we're really happy to be able to present some Alaskan artists because we like to support the talent that's homegrown. And Jacques Longfrey is coming back. If those of you that know Jacques, Carrie, or Paul, Jacques's coming back to do the opening act on the 22nd. So tickets will be available at the door, or you can buy them at the gift shop here at the Cultural Center. And I just want to say, in my view of news reporting, not that you're a news agency, but I prefer my anchors not to give their opinion because I think they're supposed to be impartial and accept all opinions. So you're not the news, though. You're a talk show, so I don't know if that really applies. But as far as news things go, you're supposed to be impartial and not mm-hmm. favor either side, in my opinion. That's just me.
No, I think that's how management would prefer talk line to be,
yes.
too. So, and I'm the one that slips over, and I think Shane's about to make that clear.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Renee. Always good to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Talk shows have different formats, but this one.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but
go ahead,
yes,
Shane.
We do have Shane. Good morning, Shane.
Thanks, you guys. Yeah. Kay. For those of you don't know, I'm the general manager here, and it is my distinct honor to help KYUK realize its mission. One of the previous caller before Renee was just on just brought up an issue that I do want to take a second to address, and it's a good one to address, and that is the issue of whether or not our talk line hosts should be giving their opinions. And I think the spirit of talk line in its most purest form is we want the opinions of the callers. And as a station, we don't want to give unfair weight to the opinions of whoever the hosts may be. And I'll note, Diane and Peter, we're grateful to have them here when they can be here, but and they're not the only hosts. And so we don't want to give anyone a platform to be able to project their opinions. And I think those of us who know Diane know she has opinions, and that's fine. But the idea here is not that you call her and ask her her opinion. The idea is you call it, and we want to hear your opinion. We want to hear opinions from Bethel, from mm-hmm. Kipnuk, from Quigilinuk, from Kuitluk. We want to hear opinions from all over the YK Delta. You know, to say that to not allow our hosts to give opinions on controversial issues is political. It's to me, it's actually the opposite. It's us trying to give an apolitical form for people to make their political comments. And that's what we're much more interested, I think, and the audience is much more interested in, is exploring the different opinions around the YK Delta. And that's how our mm-hmm. time is best spent at Talkline. And that might be a change from the way past hosts have run the show, and I can appreciate all of the hosts of the past and their volunteer contributions to KYUK. But we want to do everything we can to make sure that people have a neutral platform to try and speak on, and we're going to try and get better at that every single show. So it's appreciated, everyone who calls and does give their opinions, and I am hoping that you can articulate what you think. And that's your job, and it's the host's job to try and bring that out of you. So,
mm-hmm.
thanks and good morning.
Thank you, Shane. Yes, we appreciate you putting light into the subject. Yes, yes. So,
I do think it's cold out.
I agree. But our lines are open. If you feel like calling, please, we'd love to hear from you. 543-5985, 543-2756. We have a caller now from Bethel. Howard, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right.
Yeah, about this shutdown, you know, a lot of people are not getting paid.
Yeah.
And how much crap is flowing across the border lines, or even the water lines, you know? How mm-hmm. much stuff is not being detected by the government, you know? And so how do you fix that, you know?
How would you like to fix it?
And another thing about this talk show host, yeah, I'm glad they brought that up because your friends call in. And you give them a kind of a real welcome talk, you know, it's time, you know. But people that have an opinion on religion, they're native, they don't get that, you know, so much.
Hmm.
So I'm glad this, Shane came up with that, and that it's finally showing, you know, that he's working on to make it equal for everyone. And
okay.
I hope you guys have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Howard. We're going to go on to our next caller. Noah, good morning from Tuluksak.
Good morning, Diane, Peter.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah. I think you both are doing great being the host. To start that.
Mm-hmm.
But my issue is Tuluksak River.
Okay.
Has maybe all kinds of heavy metals. And I believe if I'm not wrong, three kids have left in their body due to mining. And the information Fishing Game is holding some information about the water quality we have in Tuluksak.
Uh-huh.
The information I receive are from the Fish and Wildlife that Fishing Game has the water quality to Aul River. And when we had a general meeting, I addressed that to the public, not to use Tuxac River as much as possible. So those are the issues we're facing. Now, Donald Creek is going to surface up way up from Kuskokwim River, and it can happen. And when I visit Nyack, I didn't like what I see, but I didn't say nothing until I hear something like this. There's a lot of things that I didn't like. Mountains are gone. Maybe dynamite blasted out. Bear Creek, California Creek, there's nothing. The main river, it flows, should be the one, not destroying the whole thing. That's the issue we always have, and the concern I have, because it can lead to cancer.
Okay.
Lead, mercury, zinc, copper, those are the heavy metals. Thank you for taking my time, and have a nice day, both of you.
Yeah. Hey, Noah, I got a question.
Yes.
It doesn't concern what you just talked about. You know, what you talked about was, you know, good to hear somebody paying attention up there. But I wanted to know, for the safety of our travelers, people have been asking, how's the trail? Is there any trail to Tuxac yet?
I think they have a trail through Kuskokwim. Like my brother had mentioned, there's two openings below us, but there, I believe they had marked those two open water.
Okay.
But to upriver, I'm not too sure. I haven't heard anything. So that part going upriver, I don't know.
Okay.
But when they had Cusco 300 several years back,
yeah,
when Butcher used to run before he passed on, seven mussels went into an open water.
Yeah.
And I checked to see if they're safe. And they got, all of them got out and probably worked together.
Yeah.
Those are some of the things that we look out for.
Yeah.
And plus, on top of it, some people tend to bring alcohol, or some people, the handlers, would be consuming alcohol. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
It shouldn't happen when they're doing this. We wanted to have on a Kuskokwim 150 a safe.
Yeah.
For everybody.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone might want to call.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, okay, all right. Thank you, Noah, for your call. I think we got somebody trying to call in to do a report, you know, about river conditions, so we'll hang tight. He kept losing. He said he just texted me and said he kept losing the connection.
We'll keep trying.
So, you know, just keep trying. We've had that issue yesterday that we were losing calls, you know, on that 800 number mostly, but I think the other two lines, landlines, were working okay for most part yesterday. We got Mark Leary on the line with us this morning. Good morning to you, Mark.
Hey, good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I wish you already. Yeah, before I lose signal, I wanted to talk about the ice road a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, you know, we've been working with these villages above Bethel to get the road plowed, and we started plowing yesterday as far as Akichuk.
Okay.
Between the Gweek and the upper end of Church Slough, we hit five spots of overflow under the snow.
Yeah.
And so they put quite a bit of water in the road for a while. We checked them this morning. They're not quite ready to drive on. They're like 2.5 inches or so thick with, you know, maybe 3-4 inches of water underneath.
Yeah.
So we put cones on the two deeper ones, and then the next one we had no more cones, but we put markers. They're obvious.
Okay.
We're asking travelers using the plowed road, please don't drive on those areas. Let them freeze. There's trail off the plowed road that goes around them, and
okay,
it's not difficult to follow, and you won't get stuck unless you're in a smaller vehicle. That's where we're at. Just asking people to be patient on those couple of spots there. If you drive over them right now, you'll break through and you'll tear up your vehicle and tear up the road.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
27 yeah. below, my truck's telling me.
Are you in Bethel?
No, we're up. We parked the plow truck at Akichuk last night, and they were good enough to let us plug it in back there with the water treatment, and we're going to get them fired up and keep working our way up.
Okay. Well, we just want to thank you and all the people that have been working on that road and trail systems between the villages. You guys are doing a wonderful job. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah. You know, this is one of the many examples in our region of people working together. All the villages are working on this in some way.
Yeah.
Contributing in some way, and that's how it's possible. No one person or no one organization can do it all. You know.
That's wonderful to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay.
All right.
The guys are waiting for me.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it, Mark. Good morning to you, and have a good day, wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay, you too.
All right, good job.
So next we have Janelle from ONC. Good morning, Janelle. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I just wanted to remind everyone in the community of Bethel of our ongoing recycling program. We only take aluminum cans and number one PETA plastics. For more information about our recycling program, you can call ONC at 543-2608 and ask for either me or Cynthia Allen.
Or Cynthia. Okay, thank you.
Good.
That's a great.
All right, thank you.
All right,
yes.
And we had an anonymous email, and it's referencing a call earlier. How can it be too cold to help elders who may be relying on regular service? Shouldn't this be the time they get the most help rather than the less?
Hmm.
I think that's regarding the call earlier.
Yeah.
About no service today.
No food delivery today.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. We appreciate your emails.
You know what Mark was just talking about there yesterday? Somebody else, too, from a village had called in about water is coming in during high tide, especially mostly from the sides, you know, where the cracks are, and it'll go out to where the low areas are. And water being so heavy, it'll put some of that ice down and make them deeper and deeper, so creating very interesting or, you know, very dangerous conditions.
Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it seems that people are having a little bit of difficulty with our phone lines, so you are welcome to write to radio@kyuk.org if there's a comment you want to make. Right now we have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard Mr. Iverson on the radio backing you two up. Anyway, regarding, you know, the way I see it to a certain point, don't take this personal, Diane, but when you give your opinion based upon someone's comment, you seem to be very liberal, and you're so far to the left it's not even funny. So, I mean, and a lot of the people I hear talk about that, you know, they got their opinion just like you do, but you're very opinionated, and you seem to back up everything you say, and to a certain point you never disagree with anything, but that's, you know, like Shane said, that's your right, so... that just goes to show you what the station will do for a co-host. I've never done that for any other co-host in the past that I'm aware of, so I just thought I'd bring that to your opinion. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I think the point that our station manager was making is that talk line is not something for Peter or myself or the other hosts to give our opinion. It's for people to call in and do that, and so he was reinforcing that when he came on air. So, yeah, there you have it.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, talk line may not be the best place for Diane McGachran. I mean, I understand that. So that's also definitely a factor too. But it's true that talk line should not have, you know, it's not host driven. It's driven by the caller. So when a caller calls in and says, "Diane, what's your opinion on X?" Of course, that's irresistible to me. That's like catnip. But I should not go for it. But anyway, so that's.
But we have a caller from Bethel from the fitness center. Good morning, Shady.
Shady.
Good morning,
Shady.
How are you doing?
But he is kind of shady, but Shady. And he's probably heard that his whole life.
Yeah. Good morning to you. Yes. What do you got today?
Just calling in to give an update on our programming. So next week, specifically January 14th, all of our instructional programs and swim lessons will begin for the session, which will last 7 weeks. Okay. So this is a big registration period. A lot of people call in or come in, and they're wondering when our programs are going to start back up that require pre-registration, and that is next Monday. And we'll have a full slate of swim classes all the way from our preschool classes to our adult classes, and we'll have our full slate of instructional programs that include all the dance classes we offer, tumbling classes. So that was a hot hit last session. We actually overbooked our classes, so we're offering double the amount of tumbling classes. So if anybody listening wasn't able to get their child into the tumbling classes, we have a double amount of those. So please call, come over to the facility, and register your children for all those programs. You can find us on Facebook at the UConn Kuskokwim Fitness Center. You can call us at 543-0390, or you can just come to the facility to register. And that's all I got today, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
That fitness center has something going on.
Oh, yes.
Every day, every hour, there's something for someone.
Yay, good.
So we have Michelle from Bethel. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, guys. This is Michelle DeWitt from Bethel Community Services Foundation.
All right, so I won't read your email, right?
Yes,
okay.
You don't need to read those. So I made it through. Thank you. Just a couple of quick announcements. The first one is the Ice Classic, the Kuskokwim Ice Classic is getting started, and we are taking applications from youth groups and other kinds of nonprofit groups or programs to participate in ticket sales and thus receive a portion of the Ice Classic income. And the deadline for those applications is January 30th. And you can get the application at the website, which is iceclassic.org, or by calling 543-1812.
Now, Michelle, what is the criteria for selection? What do you guys look for?
Sales?
No, well, selection to be one of the recipients of some of the money.
Oh, so we will, it's a really short 3-page application process, and the Ice Classic Committee will look at everything that comes in and look at the capacity of the different groups to participate in sales, and we pick about 5 locally for sales, so we just take a look at what people say they'll be able to do through the Ice Classic season. And make selections from there.
Okay, good. Thank you. So what else did you have?
So the other announcement that I have is I wanted to share that there's a really great opportunity that Utlitnahvet's putting together to get a 6-pack license, which is a boating license that allows boat drivers to carry 6 passengers on board their boat for pay. So it's being able to be hired out to do that.
Like water taxi.
That. And the cost is $1,000 per person, and they need payment by February 1st in order to reserve the trainer. And the actual training dates would be May 14 through 23. So this spring, this May, but the payment has to happen early because the instructor is so busy and so booked in Anchorage. And so having this locally is a great opportunity for all the experienced boat drivers in the region. And you can reserve a spot or ask questions by giving Jeremy a call at Ute 543-0996.
So this would be like a river taxi.
Right.
Like for the
exactly.
During the summer.
Exactly. That's, lots of safety
that's convenient.
And testing and so on.
Wow. Okay. Good.
So that's what I got this morning. Thanks,
all right.
guys.
Thank you, Michelle.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Next we have John Carter from EEC. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from EEC, Alaska.
Okay.
Yes, what's it down here? It's pretty cold. It's 25 degrees below zero. About 6 miles and 2 degrees below zero. Wind chill factor. Pretty cold.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I'd like to talk about just a bit about federal government being shut down or closed. It has been voted before by the Senate. But it did not quite get that without assessment of the border. What Mr. President is doing now, voting to reopen the government, will most likely not happen. He has to be there and check it out himself. Did it happen before? Did it happen today or some time ago? No, it did not happen. It happened a long time ago. From what I heard or seen from the news media, something happened. The train station down in London. There, used to be done to prevent what needs to be done to prevent something like this in taking place again. Build a wall between the United States and Mexico. And something happened. It became law, and suddenly it defunded the party from somewhere. It has been like that ever since. Are we stuck with it? Maybe not, unless the Constitution revamped to do that. Every time there is a problem with the government, the wall needs to be included to be distribution of funds from somewhere. As it is today, day 20, the alternatives are being looked into, to my understanding, because we all have those. The federal emergency is looking into, the disaster funds are looking into, in some cases, the national disaster or national funds emergency. As for instance, the forest fire may be caused by the campfire, someone who goes to the forest to maybe built a campfire, forgot to extinguish it, and it ignited the whole part of the state of Alaska, gotten fire to the point of uncontrollable. It's just uncontrollable. What about the funds to cover it? In the era of $100 billion was allocated. In our day, Mr. President is asking for $5.8 billion, but he did not. But that is not seen by a lot of people, but not making a whole lot of sense. Something will be found. Thank you, Grandma.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you, John.
Next, we have Yvonne from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Yvonne.
Yeah, you two mentioned cold, and that brought back memories growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably for all over Alaska, us first people, and I remember those days, and we'd wake up, our dad would be gone already without him getting wood,
mm-hmm.
and we had fur garments, and that brought back Henry Tickune's comment yesterday on being lost on making those garments. But I still recall changing the grass in our mucksucks every morning, and
mm-hmm.
I had a muskrat parka, mittens, Hell, we didn't even know. We thought the world was always like this. And the snow was over the houses. Yeah, over these willows. Sometimes it was all snow anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought that the way it we thought that was the way it was during school days. We'd walk to school and that brought back memories. Also, on Noah and Howard, I agree with them. And heard that Donald Gold's going to open up, and if they can't monitor Tulip Sack and that Nyack Gold, EPA or DEC, how you know they're going to monitor water up there? And I don't think it's right for our president to have this shutdown. I think it's time for another shutdown. So heartless. And our thoughts and prayers to those that are affected by this. In closing, from last week's talk show, Kaya Hoffman, he brought up a very important point there, case in point, on opening the marijuana store.
Mm-hmm.
And just for you young people or people that want to work there, you got to be clean and sober. You can do UA tests. And Gaia brought that up. I thank him for that.
Hmm.
And be safe. Stay home. Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
Okay, thanks, Yvonne. Yes.
All right. Next we have Delary from Bethel. Good morning. I hope I didn't wreck your name.
Good morning. My name is Delary Peters. My mom is Carol Peters. And my grandmother is Catherine Peters. I was born and raised in Bethel.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm a proud member of the class of 2000 and the Warriors. But it's, you know, we've been talking about the bus driver firings where JoJo Prince and Yvonne Fox were fired for refusal to drive the school bus in Kasaili Subdivision and Tundra Ridge on the unsafe roads when there was cars off the roads all over town.
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh, I believe is his name, from LKSD, fired both our bus drivers right before Christmas, so it was, you know, so we wouldn't notice, and maybe they thought it wasn't a big deal, but it is a huge deal to ignore safety, to terminate bus drivers that are instructors with the state of Alaska, to think that we don't care and won't support these bus drivers and that they could just terminate them, to set a precedent that if you don't drive when they say that you have to drive because you think it's unsafe, that you'll be fired. This isn't the LKSD that I knew. This kind of thing wouldn't have flown when I was going to school, and I'm just wondering what the heck is going on with LKSD right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Child safety is extremely important. I work with ICWA, you know, and a lot of us work in healthcare, in education, where child safety is the utmost importance. Most of us are parents. I'm the parent to a kid at BRHS. And if it's not safe to drive, you know, because an experienced bus driver that's also an instructor made that decision, I believe we should all have faith in that decision. So I'm really irritated that these people from outside think they can move to Bethel, start bossing around our people that are trying to do right by us. You know, they're driving around their relatives, their own children, and because they're not, like, doing what they say, they think they could just fire them and bully them.
Okay.
And I know that I'm not the only one here in town that feels this way. A lot of us feel this way, and I think LKSD needs to apologize to Yvonne Fox and JoJo Prince and offer them their jobs back.
Okay, thank you. I think you've expressed that very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for listening to me and giving me a chance to speak.
Well, thank you for calling.
Glad you did.
Okay, have a great Friday.
All right.
You too.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, our lines are wide open.
543-2756,
543-5985, 800-995-8954.
You know, I've always wondered, like, out in Kasaili, those hills are, a couple of places are pretty steep.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how the grading is, and do they gravel it so that people aren't sliding down, but
yeah.
I've been nervous out there.
It's a dangerous area, yes.
But I don't know the whole story with the bus.
Yeah, me neither.
But anyway, So our lines are open, and you're welcome to call in, you're welcome to write, and we have some Tundra Drums announcements here as well. The Bethel Police Department is asking the community's help in finding missing 35-year-old Aaron Moses, who was last seen near the AC Quick Stop last week. It is possible Aaron Moses has not been taking his required medication since that time. Moses walks with a slight limp and was last seen wearing a dark blue or black winter coat, a black sweatshirt, and a cap. If you have any information to help locate Aaron Moses, call the Bethel Police at 543-3781.
And the Bethel Search and Rescue advises travelers on the river to stay off the plowed road on the river above Bethel and until we hear from them again, I suppose, you know, as there are patches of overflow that need to refreeze. So be careful out there if you're on a river road or traveling on a river. There is water under that snow that might give you a bad day.
Okay. And now the Lower Kuskokwim School District Board of Education will meet in a special meeting on January 11th today at 5:15 in the LKSD Superintendent's Office, room 240. Now, I'm not sure if that's a public meeting, though. But anyway, there's the announcement. And you can also purchase an annual membership fee. You can purchase an annual membership to the fitness center by Friday, today, and get a January unlimited fitness class pass for free. So if you go today and get a one-year membership for the month of January, you can go to one of the classes that are offered, and there's lots for free, which is really cool. So call Stacy or Shaddy at 543-0390. All right, we have a caller, Howard from Bethel. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. Hey, about Aaron Moses, that missing person?
Yes.
You know how they went to other communities and they walked through and everything? I always seen Aaron walking on the roads there, just around the BNC sub and between BNC sub and housing. That's the only areas I've seen him walking. Maybe they should do a walkthrough or something.
Interesting. Well, when was the last time you saw him there?
I can't hardly hear you. You're really...
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
No, hardly.
Oh, I wonder if you might want
to...
Somebody fix my mic.
Yeah, we might have to change a mic, maybe. Howard, can you hear me okay, though?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, yeah. Diana was asking if... when you last seen...
I seen him walking on the roads here all the time and waved at him, you know, because he's related to me, you know.
Yeah.
So, I've always seen him walking around just mostly in Gleevec and the road going to housing and then around housing. That's about the only place that I seen him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, what, about 4 days ago? Four or five days ago.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe if Search and Rescue would just get their crew and do a walkthrough or get the people that can walk in the with no problems, you know.
Okay.
And do a walkthrough and see on buildings, on sheds, everything, you know.
Hmm.
So that at least somebody's, you know, checking these areas.
Okay. All right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Howard. Yeah, good suggestion, yes.
Bye.
Yeah, so I'm sure they've been contacted, you know, I don't know. But let's see if search and rescue members out there are listening, you know. There was a suggestion from a member, community member, about doing a walkthrough, looking for this Aaron Moses that's been missing for some time. Our lines are open. Oh, wait. What number is that? We may have to trace that line and find out.
Anyway, here we go. Yeah, now okay. I'm on. I hope I can be heard. Mark, welcome to Talk Line. Mark, are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great.
All right.
I appreciate DeLarry calling. That's the first I had heard about JoJo and anyone getting laid off from school bus driving. I live in Kisale. I've had kids riding the bus and grandkids riding the bus out here for many years. And the school bus stop out here is one of the more particularly challenging pieces of road in Bethel. Kisale Road can be challenging when it's icy and when it's windy. We've had buses go off the road here in the past. We haven't had a good ice storm out here for a while, but Kisale Road can turn into a heck of a skating rink. The city does a good job of keeping it graded and keeping it scarfed up. But when the rest of the roads in town are as bad as they were, if somebody like JoJo Prince, who's been driving school bus for many years and driving out here in Kisale for many years, says, you know, I don't feel it's safe to drive on, you got to take their advice. I equate a school bus driver with an airplane pilot. You know, they have the same responsibility. They got the same responsibility. There's a huge gang of kids that get on the bus out here in Kisale. They only have two stops, and they send an empty bus. And as I recall, you know, Golden Eagle had no trouble canceling bus service out to Kisale on days when it was bad. You know, they would just say, no, we're not going out there. I'm just really, really, really disappointed that LKSD would take this kind of action. They run the school buses now. They chose not to renew their contract with Golden Eagle, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. They had economic reasons for doing that. But they really have to put the safety of the kids first, and they certainly can't argue that, well, these drivers were being, what's the word I'm looking for? They were refusing to follow orders, and that puts the safety of the kids at risk. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. They know what they're talking about. Like she said, JoJo for sure I know is a school bus instructor. Maybe Yvonne is too. That means that, they know what the heck they're doing. They know how to drive out here, and they teach other drivers how to do it. So just to blow them off like the district did is really a terrible disappointment to everybody who knows them and who trusts them with their kids every morning and every evening. And, it just doesn't make any sense. So I just wanted to throw it out there. It can be, you know, the school bus stop out here. You first drive in Kisale Road, which can be long, icy, and windy, and then you go down a steep hill, and then you make a right turn and go up a steep hill where you don't have any visibility until you get to the very top of the hill. I mean, seeing who's up there or if there's any cars coming from, there's an intersection there. It's a dicey spot in the dark in the winter when it's icy. And these guys, the drivers get in and out of here safely with our kids, and we really appreciate that. and I would rather have experienced bus drivers out here that know how to drive on, especially this road out here, safely, and have their bosses listen to them and give some credence to their opinions. So that's all I got there on that. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. All right. Mark, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Our lines are open. Look like.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, our lines are open.
We don't have a clock in here
anymore. It is 11:10, so there's about 20 minutes left of the show, and we've kind of touched on a variety of things. What happened with the school bus drivers, how the river is upriver, and the call to stay off the ice road above Bethel.
And then one of them posed a question about probably about how, Costco 300 happening next week, about safety, safety of the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy from Tuluksac was mentioning that there probably are some areas, that people shouldn't be on at this time. Mm-hmm. And he was wondering about that, what trail are they proposing this year, and also that in the past there has been some problems with alcohol and that kind of on the trail and such. So that will not be.
And then some concerns about our current government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
The Ice Classic applications are due by the first January 30th, and there's also Best in the West applications, and there's a workshop. Oh, I thought I wrote down it's January 25th is a workshop on, if you're someone interested in applying for the Best in the West grant, January 25th at 5:30 till 8:00. There's a workshop on developing a small business, which is what the Best in the West grants usually do to help kind of jumpstart or help someone continue a small business that they might be interested in. And, so just a variety of calls on different kind of issues. And, of course, it's a cold day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then I think Slavik is still going on. They're...
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday there was a lot of parked trucks and cars, along in housing area.
Mm-hmm.
So they were, so be careful, when you're driving around in nighttime, mm-hmm. especially. And then there's a lot of people out there going from house to house for Slavik.
Yeah. And I still notice at night people who are dressed all in black with no reflecting.
Oh, no.
just don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of it's tough, especially with like foggy and.
Yeah, and blowing snow. Yeah.
Right. They kind of look like you don't see them until like you're right there.
Oh,
and
no.
You go,
yeah.
But I'm not driving on the side of the road, of course. But, some of the snow machines go kind of fast, the four wheelers on the side,
mm-hmm.
But.
And then the roads, some of the roads, especially the side roads, are. Kind of slick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they're like hard packed, almost like ice. So.
And then, I don't know. I was wondering, because that last time it got kind of slick out there, we had there was a road crew or people that work on roads and sprinkling them with sand,
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that seems to help.
Might be needed.
Yeah.
We might be swinging back around for that.
Yes.
Okay, so we did our Tundra Drum announcements. There's a wind chill advisory today through tomorrow. Could be as cold as minus 50 to minus 55. Just needing help finding Aaron Moses. And you can call the police department if you have any information or suggestions about his location. Be very appreciated. So the lines are open, and you have about 15 minutes. So I'm sure people have things on their mind.
Yeah.
They're wondering, should I call? Should I not call? I don't know.
We're not hearing anything
But you could be anonymous, too.
Yeah, and we're not hearing a lot from the villagers today, except for Tulukpek.
Oh, true.
And then we're our, and yeah. then Eek.
We haven't gotten our CHIVAC greeting.
No, not yet. Yeah, maybe our 800 lines might still have an issue.
Yeah.
But our landlines seem to be working okay this morning, 543-5985, 543-2756. So...
Yeah.
Unless somebody calls, we may just end up reading all of our Thunder Drums today. Maybe.
Yeah.
But,
well, there's another one about in February.
Iliknagovik
is opening the first aviation maintenance school in rural Alaska.
Yay.
That's amazing. Yeah. Interested students with a high school diploma or GED who would like to work with their hands and are ready for a full-time, high-wage, high-demand career in aviation can visit the website or Facebook for Utiliknarvik.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Sorry. And, or you can call 543-0999 for more information. Now, this is terrific to have this program.
Yes.
And I know a lot of work went into it. It's... but it's ready to go and ready to start helping people in this career pathway, which I think would be really a neat skill to have.
Very good.
So young men, young women who are interested in aviation maintenance school.
Yum.
We have Jolie from Bethel. Good morning, Jolie. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. My comment is about the shutdown and the concern for the people in our region, Bethel and the YK region, that are federal employees, and I'm not the one to do it, but it would be good, I think, if we could find out who these people are and what needs they might have if they're not getting paid, and as a community see if there's a way that we could fundraise for them or provide food for them or do something to show our concern for our fellow human beings. So that's my comment.
Oh, thank you, Jolie. That's very thoughtful.
Yeah, very. Yes.
I know in some areas in the United States, they have actually set up food banks for federal employees because today was the day they would get their paycheck. And they actually got a paycheck, but it had zero in on it.
Oh, no.
So some communities are, like Jolie's suggesting, are kind of rallying around those people, see what they need.
Mm.
So, okay. Thank you for that. All right, so we have about 10, 12 minutes left of the show, so you might want to get your call in or your email.
But we have a call from
Chalista.
Good morning to Russ.
Russ, we haven't had a Chalista call in a long time.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I'm the communications coordinator here at Chalista, and I just wanted to call to give you guys an announcement of and. Internship openings.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And to introduce myself, I've been at Chalista since April, and I was born in Bethel, moved here to Anchorage when I was young, and my mom is from is Fanny Slayton from Napakiak.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, so is this a new position for you, the communications coordinator?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I started here just this last April.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. So what kind of internship openings do you have?
All right. So we're talking about the 10-week paid summer internships at Chalista.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll start in May, and the application deadline is March 21st. And just to go over the time frame, the internship program goes from May 23rd to August 2nd. And it covers everything from working with legal to the IT department to communications, and there's all the different departments in at Chalista Corporation itself, but also there are internship opportunities in Huntsville, Alabama, and Houston, Texas, and also Hawaii through our subsidiaries.
Wow. Well, now, what does Chalista do in Huntsville, Alabama?
Huntsville, Alabama is where our Chalista Holdings companies are based out of.
Hmm.
So a lot of that is government contracting, aviation, tactical, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When someone applies to be an intern, do they apply to a particular location, or do you accept them and then assign them a location?
In order to apply, you can go to chillistacorp.com, and we have a blog post about our internships. And right at the bottom, you can go to the link to apply for the current internship opportunities.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
So basically, once you go to chillistacorp.com, you can also just go to where the usual areas to apply for jobs at the corporation mm-hmm. is, you know, on the website, and mm-hmm. you can find it there as well.
And it'll be labeled as intern applications or internships?
Yeah, the position will be labeled as intern, and then it'll say, for example, QA analyst or intern in accounting, communications, shareholder services.
Mm, okay.
Everything like that.
All right. Thank you. Well, thank you for calling in, Russ.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Stay warm out there.
Bye. Oh.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah. We will. Or we can if we want to. So that sounds like some really good opportunity to have an internship in Hawaii with Chillista, your mm-hmm. native corporation. Huntsville, Alabama in summer, let me tell you, hot.
Oh.
Hot and muggy.
Oh, no.
But someone might really, you know, that might be appealing, but
yeah,
it's toasty down in Alabama.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So Joe Moses is returning, I think, for a third time to our Talkline show. Good morning, Joe. Welcome back to Talk Line.
Good morning, Diane and Peter. Happy
Friday.
Good
morning. Yep.
All right.
Stay warm, whatever you do.
Uh huh.
Be safe, and if you're going to go somewhere, let somebody know. That's always the key to traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what I was going to bring up was I have a problem with the snow machines and four-wheelers on the side of the road when they could make their own trail instead of using our roads.
Okay.
You know, it's a life safety issue. And, you know, not all four-wheelers and snow machines have insurance, and, you know, they drive pretty dangerously.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, I know the city of Bethel and the state highway has in place to protect the people that use those type of machines to stay off the side of the roads because they're not made for that type of roads. They're made to make their own trails. And snow machine trails, four-wheeler trails, but they just drive like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the other pet peeve which I've had before, which is these cab drivers. They have no mercy for nothing. They drive at their own pace. They drive at their own speed. The minute you confront them, they get offended. So, you know, as long as they drive the way they're not supposed to and they're not following the local, state, federal laws when it comes to driving. And you got to remember one thing about these cab drivers, they're vehicles for hire. Their laws are more strict than ours. I know there's supposed to be no smoking in the cabs, and each person they pick up is supposed to wear a seatbelt, but you very seldom see that. And the biggest one I see lately, once in a great while, is these cab drivers are using their cell phones. You know? I don't know why the state troopers and the police don't write citations so they understand, you know, hey, you can't do this. If you and I do it, Diane or Peter do it, you know, we can get a citation too.
Well,
anyway, that's my pit peeve for the weekend. You both have a safe, warm weekend. And when is the Cusco 300? I forgot to ask you that.
Next week?
Yes, next week. Okay. Starting on Friday. That might be
well, as you know, Bethel's known for its open arms when it comes to all these kind of events. And, you know, Bethel's known for its volunteerism. And hats out to the Cusco 300 and all their volunteers.
Yeah, yeah. I think it starts next Friday on the
19th.
18th. Yeah. 18th, I'm sorry, yeah.
And hats off to you two for volunteering and keep it up. And, of course, we're all going to get complaints, gripes, and mumbling and jumbling and people are not going to be happy with certain things, but that's part of life, right?
Mm-hmm. That seems to be it.
Okay, stay warm.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye.
Okay. So.
Got a few more minutes, but you have time to call in if you'd like.
Yeah.
To join in. We just have a few more minutes left on our show.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, let me all check. We do keep track of the email that comes in, so it's easy for us to read your email over the air if you send it in. So, yeah, so I don't think, so this weekend is kind of kind of quiet. Because there's not like a Saturday market.
There's no Saturday market.
Or all the kind of things that happen at that cultural center.
Yeah, right. There's people are laying low maybe.
I'm going to go to the gym and probably go to the pool a little bit. So,
wow.
And I'll be out on the tundra. I'll be out on the tundra later today.
Man,
with the hounds. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
they
do
seem
that
to,
every day? Or?
I do it every day. That
wow.
I can, yes. I try not to miss any days. Rain, wind,
minus
snow,
30.
Minus 30, 40, minus 50. I'm not saying I'm going to stay out there forever.
Yeah.
But when you dress right, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
You dress right, you keep moving, keep your body energy going, and it keeps you warm enough. And then I have a winter coat for my... there's one of my dogs probably won't want to get out of the car, even. Mm. Yeah, she's a little bit
tender. So how many you
tender.
Have?
I have three.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, two and a half, because one's a puppy. One's 5 months old. But that one, puppies don't care about the cold. They just go out and they'll run around and be happy no matter what. But I have a little winter coat for that one. And it's very beautiful. Go out to the sand pit or out along Old BIA Road or go off any of those areas.
You ever see any birds or animals? Kind of.
I don't. I see signs of rabbit, of course, and I have seen ptarmigan. I saw a wolf. I've seen a wolf out there. I've seen moose out there.
Wow.
All kind of migratory birds in the summer, of course. Yeah. Harvey from Hooper Bay, all the way from Hooper Bay. Welcome, Harvey, to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Peter, is he on?
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
Good morning, Harvey. Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the Kanra.
Okay.
Ita ko yan kalagalutin Harvey. Ima mumikit kata ka una kan kasan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yuktu na kaya ko.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We had a caller from Hooper Bay saying that he's wishing everyone around here in the listening area Happy New Year, and that he is concerned about the trail markers between Hooper and Chivac and probably Scammon that need to be worked on out there. So search and rescue groups out there, you might want to maybe do something about that. But I think our time is up, right?
Yeah, I think we're at the end of it.
Okay.
But we'll hear from you next week, and every Friday after that, there's a replay of the show tonight from 7 to 8:30, a replay of today's show.
Yes, yeah. And most important thing, be safe out there. Mm-hmm. Be prepared when you go out.
And put on that extra layer.
Yes, and have a wonderful weekend. Help each other and just...
enjoy.
Yes.
Bye.
Okay. Kuyana.
You've been listening to Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.